Hi, I'm Anjali here with new podcast, and here I'm going to talk about setting boundaries. At emotional intelligence has a great importance in setting boundaries, defining boundaries, because these are very important for people to protect themselves from going in a emotional nuances and interrupting taking their energies and productivity. So similar thing happened. My coaching client came to me and last week, and she was telling about she is quite struggling with people who just come and start giving their opinions and advices, and somehow she's not really able to protect them. And there's one person, it's her colleague, she's really hassled because of she takes too much time and talk a lot. So if you want to protect yourself from such kind of chatty colleagues who talk a lot and you don't find any opportunity to speak, to come up, and they take you lots of time as well. Although my client was quite happy spending time with her or doing things together, but not really when she talks too much and she doesn't give her opportunity even to speak. And at times she feels too frustrated because she's not really able to put her point, what she wants to say. So that was quite harassing her, and that's how we created certain boundaries for that. And that really helped her. So here I'm sharing with you what you can do if you have such kind of people. So there are certain steps that you can follow. So not exactly in certain situation you can apply this, when where a person is too talkative and share their opinions and you are not really able to, you are not ready to take those opinions or their suggestions. You don't need that. You just want to share something in small, or at times you are not really able to get opportunity to talk, to put your point across, and you just have to listen. And the last one is that when you lose your lots of time because they talk a lot and they really don't bother, you are getting late or you have meetings and you fail to actually stop them, that's please stop now, I have some urgent work or I have to go somewhere, even though you are quite fine and listening to them, and you are listening to them because you feel, oh, he's my friend or she's my friend, so let's it's okay be. But at times it bothers you a lot because you get late, you miss meetings, you forget things to do, and so such kind of is very essential that you set boundaries. So how can you use that? So preempt their request. So preempt them, this is the first, actually it's very powerful. Like when somebody come and start to talk, you can actually define them, oh, I have only 10 minutes or 15, after 15 minutes I have to go somewhere, or after 20 minutes I have a meeting. So this is how you actually preempt their request. So here you are putting your point that you have only 10 minutes because you have something other to do later on. So this is one thing you can actually apply, and it's very good. So drive towards a close. As you approach the 45 mark of your meeting, explicitly flag and it begins summarizingly. That could sound, I have 15 minutes left to chat. Or, what is standing out for you from our brainstorming session today? You can also use a coaching approach. We are getting at the end of our time today. As we wrap up, tell me this. So in between, you can just start asking questions. So somehow you are wrapping up the whole chat. This is how you are taking the charge of the conversation. Yes, you have to have that talent that you interrupt and you start asking question and start closing it and by certain things. So what we talk about, or this is how we did this, now when we are meeting next we can talk on this. This is how you are driving towards a close. Now you, there's one more thing that you must be smart of, the this perfect the art of interruption. When you are not really able to put point across, it is very essential that you have the art of interruption, so that in any specific topic you can also share your views. So this is the biggest challenge I observe with people, that they have things to share but they are not able to interrupt, and they couldn't share their opinions and whatever they have to say on that. So you must have this art of interruption, and you can jump in with, can I share something on this, or I have something to say before we move ahead to the next topic, can I say something, I would like to add here something. So you can add different phrases for adding your point or putting your point across, so that other person is also listening to you. So come from your perspective. Yes, so this is again when you have to directly say no because you have something else. I'm on a deadline, can't talk right now, I have to go somewhere. Thanks for respecting my time, but actually I have to go. And this is how at times you can share the right reason with that. This, because of this, I can't talk right now. But the essential is that you have to see that so that you won't delay or prolong your next meeting, assignment, or what is there, it is important to you. It might be just reaching a home is important to you, but you're not really able to say. So just have to say that, so I have to go immediately so we can talk next time. It's very important. Direct dialogue to a certain time is it's a direct, people might not like it, but you can easily use that. Like you can offer some time that, can we talk later on at this time, can we do this, this is not the right time, or I don't want to talk about it. So certain phrases you can use when you're directly telling when they should talk, or this is not the topic that you want to talk about. So you can easily say, I don't want to talk about it, or can we talk on this later on, as I'm focusing on something else. So you can use certain phrases on that. Have a big picture conversation. So it's more of a feedback thing you can give on and off to such kind of people who their intention is not bad, but they had just have a habit of taking too much time and speaking too much and sharing whatever is there, or just due to care they overpower their own suggestions and guidance on you. So you can actually have a bigger picture conversation, and you can share, give them their feedback. So while setting boundaries, it is good because you are protecting yourself and not dragging yourself, and protecting your energies and redirecting your energies in the right direction. It somehow helps you people in not going in a dissatisfaction frustration at times, unnecessary getting late for meetings and responsible answering to somebody else, or you don't want to talk about it even though you are listening. So certain steps you can definitely follow, and this will help you to boundaries. And I told you one again how preempt their request, drive towards a close. So you must have an art. So how to close the conversation, this is how you can do that, the art of interruption, so that you can interrupt in between and share your opinions as well. And at times you can ask questions on that. So come from your perspective. Thanks for respecting, and you can use certain phrases here as well. Direct dialogue is always good. You can simply say, no, this isn't the right time to talk, I don't want to talk, I have to go somewhere. You can just directly say it. Have a big picture conversation. So it's more of a where you are giving them the feedback about the conversation, reviewing your hours, availability, and this is how actually you can continue with them without losing your colleagues, your chatty partners, whom you really like, but because of this, somehow they disturb you or they enter in your space. So follow all these steps. So myself, Anjali, emotional intelligent expert and coach, you can connect with me for any emotional intelligence issues and taking the right step, designing strategies and much more for powerful coaching sessions too. Do like and share this podcast. It will be very helpful for many and regarding creating boundaries. Stay connected. Do like and share this podcast. Thank you.